my baby. Out of all these Christmases we done shared together, this one here just happens to be the most special one. So I got a song for you. Listen. Merry Christmas, babe.
Welcome back here to the Maggie Dawn Show, Civic Media Network. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Going to talk sports here in about 15 minutes with Mike Clemens. Packers Vikings coming up. He's in the locker room right now, and he'll be joining us here in about 15 minutes to preview that matchup. This hour, we invited people to call in with random acts of kindness, things they do for others, something that has been done for them that might have inspired them or influenced them in some way. We had an issue. We lost a hamster from the wheel for the phone lines, but we found it, tracked it down, and the hamster is back in place, I understand, Cardi, so we can go back to the phone lines. And we've had somebody waiting for a very, very long time. Sherry is hanging out waiting with us. Sherry, welcome into the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi. You guys are doing a great job. I know technology can just kind of, I think Santa kind of took it with him, so we're just kind of dealing with that. I have a wonderful act of kindness. I'd broken my hip. About a year ago, and since then I had rescued this dog that can't walk by traffic. She's terrified, and so I always cut through my backyard, and I'd asked her a long time ago at the beginning of the, she's behind me, can I cut through your backyard? Her backyard is very large, and mine is too, but like I have a trail, and so she's like, yes, please cut through our backyard. She understood. And so since then, she's been shoveling by hand her whole trail for me. So
oh my
Luna
goodness.
Can walk on this where Luna doesn't have to walk by traffic. And I think that that is just, you think about the animals, you know, and so I think that that was just the sweetest thing. So that's why I stuck on the line for a half hour.
Oh, my goodness. And I apologize for that. I apologize.
What?
But I'm glad you stuck.
I enjoyed listening to the whole show. Pardon me?
Well, I appreciate you sticking around to share that because I'm also, I have three huskies, right? So, you know, walking them, we don't really need trails where we go because they will go anywhere. They're big dogs. They will pull me in any direction they want to go, right? But you think about the things that people do for others, and it can be something as small as this, right? This seems like on paper, you know, a very small gesture, but for you, the impact it has for you.
She's terrified. Yeah, she's terrified of semis. I live on 33, which is a interstate type thing. And so I always have to cut through all the backyards to get to the country area. And so she doesn't have to see any vehicles. And so Tiffany behind me, she shoveled this whole way, and she has two 10-year-old twins, and they're out there and they're shoveling, and every time it snows, they're out there shoveling. It's such a sweet thing, and it melts my heart. So Merry Christmas. That's what it's about.
Thank you, Sherry. Merry Christmas to you, too. As someone that has my kids are 8 and 6, so anytime there's snowfall, Cardi, what do you think Dad's got them doing? I got them outside with shovels, and they're not really doing our sidewalk, but I got them going. We have a neighbor. We have an elderly neighbor on one side. And the other side, we actually live right next to a church. So I'm like, you know what? We got the whole block. Just take care of it.
Nice.
Appreciate the phone call there.
Merry Christmas, guys. Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
That's awesome.
It is a wonderful story.
You think about things that are, you think about acts of kindness and you think about some grand life changing thing, but this is just something as simple as looking out for your neighbor. I mean, isn't that what it's about? You know?
Yeah. I definitely agree.
I mean,
go ahead. You got it.
I was going to say, I know we do here when when the kids are home and motivated enough when they can get away from their tablet for 5 seconds, I can get them out and moving stuff. But I mean, isn't that, that's what it is about, right? You got to look out for each other.
Yeah. We got a lot of neighbors in our area where we live at too that are kind of elderly. And I have my kids helping out too, as well as like shoveling their driveways and whatnot too. So we don't have alleys like where we live at. So it's more of those driveways and more of the kids come together in the community and start shoveling, you know, throw them a couple of dollars or, you know, stuff like that. And they look out for us a lot.
you know, the high school football program that I grew up in northern Wisconsin, they actually have a rent a football player thing, right? It's the fall and raking leaves, the winter and shoveling snow, you can rent a football player to take care of some of these things for you. And all they ask for is some donation to the program, right? And I just think of just how awesome it is that you can get kids engaged in any kind of community service, you know, any kind of civic leadership, just getting out there and helping one another. There's nothing better than that, in my opinion. I know for me, as a high school football coach, that's one thing we've really instilled in our program since I've been a part of it 3 years ago, now going on 4 years. Hard to believe. I'm not quite a veteran, but 4 years is a long time to do anything, I feel like. That's a college degree, right? Well, for most people, it took me 18 years to get mine. But, you know, getting people out and getting them engaged in their communities and just meeting people in their community and helping them out, like, that is such a neat concept. And I think really promotes what being in a community is all about, is when you can help out one another, look out for one another, and getting that instilled at a young age. Because, you know, or you find yourself in a situation where maybe you don't talk to your neighbors. And that's weird to me, because I talk to everybody, believe it or not. I'm a very talkative person. So I can't imagine that. I like to go out of my way and ask people, like, hey, do you need something or anything I can do to help? Like, that's right. Usually the first thing I ask people when I meet them is, you know, oh, you live close to me. Is there anything I can do? Like, they go on vacation. Can I watch the house? Whatever it is. But I feel like that's what you do in a community. That's what you do when you're in a group of people, is you look out for one another,
yeah,
which is why I'm glad Sherry calls with that great story of her neighbor shoveling a path for her dog to walk in. That's awesome.
So, yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Sherry, that's a wonderful story too, by the way. Such an amazing
story. Terrific story. I love hearing about these things. That's why I wanted to spend time on the network today to talk about it. We're not talking about just the stuff you get for a holiday gift. We're talking about, like, just the things you do for others. We got a lot coming up in the second hour of the show, and we're going to get to it. Mike Clements will join us coming up right after this on the Maggie Don Show on the Civic Media Sports Network. I want to kiss you pretty, baby.